President-elect Joe Biden will sign around a dozen executive orders shortly after he takes office on Wednesday, including rejoining the Paris Climate Accord. The agreement commits countries to reducing heat-trapping climate change emissions. Meanwhile, the U.S. is moving ahead with fracking, the extraction of cheap natural gas to replace coal and generate electricity. 173 new gas-fired power generators operate across the country, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. In Ohio, 10 new plants have been planned and constructed in the last few years. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports on one of those plants being built in eastern Ohio.
Kevin and Marlene Young built their house in the country so they had space for horses.
I was raised around horses, and that's my love.
Their horses, with names like Buckeye Blast and Creekside Pete, aren't just pets. They built a half-mile track to train them as race horses, and they've won tens of thousands of dollars.
We're getting ready to retire. Thought we had it handled. We were going to do the horses and relax. About even got it all paid for.
But now, big trucks drive past the house throughout the day. The farm field next door has become an industrial construction site. The air is often filled with dust. Some nights, bright construction lights shine through their windows.
I mean, come on, man. That's unbelievable.
In the summer of 2019, Caithness Energy started building one of the largest gas plants of its kind in the country. There's already a pipeline that will run natural gas from Pennsylvania and Ohio to the site. The Guernsey Power Station will generate enough power for 1.5 million homes. But the Youngs don't want to live next door to it.
My dishes shake. My bedroom is on the second floor, and it's like you put a quarter in one of them beds. That's how it vibrates.
In November, Ohio EPA issued two notices of violation to the company that's building the plant for Caithness for problems with erosion and sediment running off the property. But other damage has already been done. Kevin Young says one of their horses got startled by the construction equipment just over the fence and injured itself.
And she was laid up for a month, and we had to dress his leg every day.
Between incidents like that and the dusty air, the Youngs have stopped training their horses, even putting them on respirators. Marlene falls apart when she talks about their best horse, Creekside Pete.
I had to sell him to get him out of here because of the stuff going on. So I sold him so he wouldn't hurt himself.
The Youngs want Caithness to buy them out, as it did for three other families who live near the construction, according to county records. Like the Youngs, some reported cracks in their walls, and some had black water in their homes after construction started. The company declined to comment about these claims. In an email, a spokesperson for Caithness said the Guernsey Power Station will have access to an abundant, stable supply of clean-burning natural gas from the Utica and Marcellus shale formations in the region. Many people in the area also see the new gas plant as a hope for the region's future. When Caithness first came here in 2016, Norm Blanchard, economic development director for the region, was thrilled by the idea of a $1.6 billion plant.
For us, it was almost like a carnival coming to town.
The company is spending millions to prepare the site and has promised $42 million to the local school system over 30 years. It promised 1,000 construction jobs. When it opens in 2022, it will employ 25 high-tech workers. Blanchard wishes it was more, but he's not complaining. As he stands along the highway looking at the huge construction site, he says all the cranes are like a billboard for economic development.
Something like this, to be able to locate it here, puts you on the map. That kind of development is coming to Guernsey County. There's other things that we can do.
In Baysville, where this plant is being built, poverty is more than twice the national average. Environmental attorney Dave Altman says many communities jump at the money and jobs offered by deep-pocketed energy companies.
Local governments, somewhat understandably at times, blindly accept promises and operate in denial to the collateral damage to the people who are left behind.
Kevin and Marlene Young say they haven't gotten help from the government on any level. There are no local zoning codes or land use restrictions. And while Ohio has strict laws ensuring wind turbines aren't built too close to homes, the state has no such requirement for gas plants. Recently, the Trump administration also removed a rule in Ohio's federal air quality plan that protects people from environmental nuisances like dust and odors that endanger health and property.
They would have been able for 40 years to take that evidence into court, and now they won't be able to do that directly anymore.
In an email, Ohio EPA said it retains authority and can enforce the nuisance rule. Ohio EPA said pollution levels outside the facility will not cause harm. But the Youngs don't want to wait to find out. Marlene has recently started having serious health issues, and Kevin wants to protect them both.
I'd just as soon go get us a little trailer, a little place someplace, clear out of the state to get away from this whole place.
They've recently retained a lawyer. For Here and Now, I'm Julie Grant.